Well, it's summer and I kind of feel like no one's responding anyway. And then suddenly it's Labor Day and you hardly have a business anymore. And I think that happens to a lot of people. No one chooses to coast. It's just kind of seasonal laziness.
Building a company from nothing is freaking hard. Us entrepreneurs are expected to deal with unimaginable challenges and somehow keep a cool head through it all. This is The Art of Entrepreneurship, and I'm your host, Jackie Hermes. I grew my company, Excelity, from 0 to 7 figures with no partners and no funding. The Art of Entrepreneurship is a show where we cut through the BS and dig into what it actually takes to start and grow a company. If you give me your time, I promise it won't be wasted. Now let's get to work.
Hello and welcome back to The Art of Entrepreneurship. If you are still checked into work, you're still listening. It's mid-July. I know it's summer. I feel like it's really hard to stay checked in for a lot of people in summer, especially those of us that barely get a summer. Around here in the Midwest, it was like cold until, I don't know, July, 2 weeks ago. I feel like half the people you're trying to reach right now are out of the office. Your inbox might be quieter than usual. And there might be a little voice in your head saying, like, everyone's at the beach and no one's selling anything and no one's buying. And so I just want to check out until September. And I want to talk to that voice specifically today because I really think that August and this time right now is a very misunderstood time in business. And this is not a hustle culture episode, just a little warning for you. You know how I feel about hustle culture. I'm not into it. I talk about that all the time. If you want to take a real vacation in August, have at it. I mean, don't check Slack from the beach and don't be checking your email. Do whatever you want, but if that's not your jam, don't do it. This episode is about something different. It's about the difference between resting and coasting because rest is something that you need and it's intentional. You should decide to take time and actually disconnect and come back refreshed. But coasting is drifting. You didn't decide anything. That means your pipeline goes cold or you slip in follow-ups and your prospecting stops because you're like, well, it's summer and I kind of feel like no one's responding anyway. And then suddenly it's Labor Day and you hardly have a business anymore. And I think that happens to a lot of people. No one chooses to coast. It's just kind of seasonal laziness. And we're not going to do that this year. So today I'm going to talk to you about how to win the end of the year. And that starts right now, even if that's not the message you want to hear. Okay. First, we're going to talk about how I learned this because I always learn it by getting it wrong. Actually, I probably got it wrong a number of times before I figured out how to get it right. I was actually looking back at all of our billables to prep for this. And a few years back, we had a super dead Q4. And if you run a business that depends on client work, you know that there is no worse time to be dead than in Q4 because that's exactly when budget is sitting on the table and people are like, oh, hey, I have money to spend. Here you go. So when companies get to October and November and they realize they have money they need to spend, they should be giving it to you. If you're dead in Q4, not a great sign. We missed that time in Q4 because all of the pipeline work that feeds Q4 didn't happen because I was coasting. Well, me and I think I actually had a few people in a sales team then, which we're not going to discuss at this point in time. But here's the thing about businesses like ours that depend on inbound, referrals, marketing, and me doing outreach. When pipeline dries up, it does not refill quickly. When your sales cycle is 3, 6, 9 months, that's a long lag. You really can't decide in October that you'd like more Q4 revenue. Most companies can't decide in October that you'd like more Q4 revenue because then it's the holidays. The conversations that close in October started in June, July, and August. So when summer goes quiet and you let it stay that way, you're not just losing summer, you're losing Q4. The last couple of years, we had strong finishes. So that end of year budget got spent, you know, the chart was going up and to the right, all the things that we wanted to see. And then we were positioned to actually get that end of budget spend because the work that happened in the summer fueled it. And that was us planting seeds. That was us planning for initiatives at the end of the year. And that was me doing outreach. Now, there's another layer to this for anyone that's selling, anyone that's running a services business. Now, if you know me or you've heard this podcast, you know that I love Danielle Pink and I think everyone's in sales. So this really applies to all of you. And it's one that really keeps me up at night, keeps me thinking more than revenue, and that is capacity. In a client work business or really any business where people are expected to stay busy, the game isn't just about selling. It's about keeping work even over months. You can't just have your team completely overloaded some months and then completely dead in other months, because that creates an emergency. When people are super busy at work, they're burnt out. And when they're really dead at work, well, you're paying for people to not work, and then it's really easy to go broke. I think in a service-based business, that's the part of the job that no one sees. And that is another reason that these summer months are so important for those of us that are selling. All right, y'all, it's shameless plug time. I want to take a quick break to chat with you about Excelity, my full service marketing agency. For the last 12 years, we've been working closely with B2B software and service companies. Now we are expanding and looking for growth stage companies with a bold vision, but maybe lacking the marketing strategy or resources to get there. Or hey, you might have resources that just aren't working out. We definitely see that all the time. At Excelity, our team gets results and we have a ton of fun doing it. I'm sure you can tell that from listening to this podcast. So if you or someone you know is a fit, check us out at excelitymarketing.com or reach out to me directly on LinkedIn. Now, another part of this topic is something that I genuinely think more founders should think about or steal. And that is, I don't take time off in August and I don't take time off in the typical time off times. Like the holidays, I usually try to take my time off when everyone else isn't taking theirs. So last year, I took my holiday time off in November. This year, I took my summer time off in the beginning of July. And this does a couple of really valuable things for me. First, the team runs the business without me. They do that very, very well. But they do it well because we built systems. Talked about that in the last episode. And honestly, me traveling was part of how we built them. Me being gone, me deliberately not micromanaging when I'm gone, that is part of how we found out what's documented, what lives in my head, what they really need me for. Some of those trips, I mean, I was in Croatia 3 years ago and I was taking a call by the beach. Not recommended. But I had not prepped well and I needed to hand some things off that I didn't do. If you heard last episode about reinventing your role, one of the most practical tools that you can create to take time off is good processes and procedures. That is how you find out if a business is ready for a new version of you. Leave for a few weeks, don't hover, and gaps sure will introduce themselves. Second, and this is a very sneaky unknown advantage of taking your time off in the off time. It means I'm working during the windows when everyone is quiet and everyone expects quiet. And that is August and late December. And it's super cool. What I found is it's a lot easier to break through noise in those windows. It's quiet. I can get stuff done. Decision makers that are around are relaxed. Inboxes are emptier. Nobody else is reaching out because everyone's decided it's not worth it. Everyone's like, well, everyone's out anyway, and they're taking time off. So you're not competing with 40 emails, you're competing with like two. So it's been an interesting little experiment that I've been running for the last few years. Well, I guess now I'm telling all of you about it. So hopefully you don't all start competing with me. So if you're heading into August, you don't want to coast into September, what I would actually do is, one, decide on purpose what this is for you. Maybe it's your real vacation and that's great. Take it fully, let your team run. And I think that's fantastic. Maybe it's a working month. That's also great. Make it a decision, not a time to coast. Remember, I don't think that failure is about resting or working. it is that time in the middle when you're kind of like half on, half off, checked out, nothing's moving. You're not resting either. You're thinking, I should be doing something, but I guess it's August and no one's really working anyway. Second is look at any lagging that you're doing. How long does it actually take something to go from first conversation to closed? Is it 2 months? Is it 6 months? And then count backwards from where you want your Q4 revenue. If it's 6 months, you better get moving right now. Whatever you want in Q4, the inputs are in July and August activity, not in October. So third, push on your pipeline when it feels less urgent. Pull up your history, find your historically weak quarters, and then push hardest into the months that feed those quarters, not the quarters themselves. By the time you have a weak time in your business, it's too late and you're reacting. And I think a lot of us have the tendency to do this. The push works because it happens before your problems show up. And I think it's really hard to remember this once you're already in the problem time. Next, if you run a business that is service-based or based in client work, manage for even capacity, not total revenue. This is really hard, but we do have some really good systems in place at Excelity, so always feel free to hit me up on social or wherever. I'm happy to share with you how we've developed some of these. And last but not least, I talked about counter-scheduling your time off. Fancy word for take time off when everyone else isn't off. I think it is so much easier to be off when everyone else is working, when you don't have to worry about, oh, who's all out of the office and is anyone going to see this email? I know this is personal preference, but it's really been a game changer for me. When you take your break, when your team is on, you really get presence when you're off. And as a bonus, you can stress test whether people can actually run the business without you. Huge win. Okay, so in closing, here is the thing about the summer. No one makes you do any of this, you know? I feel like everyone's giving you permission to go quiet, but I would challenge you to challenge yourself. If everyone's out of the office and even your competitors are hardly competing until September, and you just coast, no one might notice, but you are going to notice yourself and you're going to notice when you miss your goals later. So when you picture who you're going to be in September or October or beyond, is that person thankful for what you did or are you mad at yourself for how you acted right now? Don't just coast through this time. Thank yourself later. Okay, that's it. If this was useful, send it to someone who might need this message, or maybe just listen to it again yourself, because I know I think about this every single summer as I am trying to convince myself to stay motivated as well. All right, thank you so much. I will talk to you next time.